with Steve Byquist and Dennis Rom. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. I'm Dennis Rom. My pleasure to be welcoming into our program today the mayor of the city of Chelan, Mike Cooney. We'll be visiting with Mayor Cooney here in just a bit. And to just kind of tease you a little bit, might you, if you are a resident of Chelan, be interested in the city obtaining close to 1,000 acres of land atop Chelan Butte to keep it as kind of open space area with perhaps some other uses, including a smaller section for affordable housing? Well, that's going to be the topic of discussion at an upcoming town hall meeting. We'll get into that in detail with Mayor Cooney here in just a moment. But want to mention here at the onset of our program, number one, thank you to our sponsors who make this show possible, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, the Chelan County PUD, and Chelan Realty. We thank you one and all. Don't forget, lots of activities coming, particularly this upcoming weekend. Now, this new Making Waves show comes out on a Thursday. It is hydroplane weekend here at the lake, both in the city of Chelan and the river and at Manson Bay. Let's start with the Manson folks out there, as the Manson Chamber of Commerce is facilitating this year's Manson Hydro Fest, and racing will take place on Saturday and Sunday. This, by the way, is the final leg of that 10-part ProLite series that began in the spring of this year. As a matter of fact, race number two was here at Lake Chelan in Chelan in the month of May as they renewed the Apple Cup Regatta. Pateras had their race in August, and now Manson to close out the season here this weekend. Now, just to make a note, if you're out and about on Friday, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going to have a fun meet-and-greet session for crew members, race drivers. You'll see some of the boats downtown. It'll all be happening in that area of Wine Girl Wine, so you might want to check that out on Friday. It is a free event for the spectators on Saturday and Sunday for the racing. However, pit passes are available if you want to get into the pits, see them up close. They're just $10 a pop for that. Again, presented by the Manson Chamber of Commerce, this weekend will be Manson Hydro Fest. You can also look for a story on our website at LakeChelanNow.com with more details. Also this weekend, it is the running of the annual Norm Evans Memorial Remote Controlled Hydroplane Races. They do that in the Chelan River. It's a great event if you've never had the chance to see this. Phenomenally fast RC boats, and now they've transitioned into some of them being a category of electric engine boats, so that'll be kind of fun to check out. And they'll be setting up camp and, you know, getting the cones out on the river. That'll all take place on Friday with some preliminary testing. Saturday will be some, again, preliminary testing and some heats, and then the final events will take place on Sunday, all at the Chelan River. To check it out at Riverwalk Park, I think you're going to be glad you did. And again, we'll be having a feature story on that RC race coming up this weekend. You can catch it on Lake Chelan Now.com. We're going to come back and chat with the mayor of Chelan in just a moment. And we welcome you back to our Making Waves program here on LakeChelanNow.com. Dennis Rom, glad to have you along today. As we promised in our opening segment, we will give you an opportunity here to visit with the mayor of the city of Chelan, Mike Cooney. And we want to get all the details as much as we can about an important upcoming meeting, another in the series of town hall meetings. This one will be Thursday, September 27th, again at the Chelan Senior Center, the location from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. And first off, Mike, I want to welcome you into Making Waves.
Thanks, Dennis. Glad to be here.
Pleasure to have you, and let's talk about this. I'm really curious. It's a topic that has piqued the interest of many in the community here, and I know the general purpose of this meeting is to ascertain public interest in the city possibly purchasing recreation land and or waterfront access property. And I know the gist of the conversation, or at least a portion of it, is going to focus on land on Chelan Butte.
So we went through a one-year process called the Open Space Visioning process. A lot of of community dialogue, lots of inputs. I think we got over 1,000 inputs. We kind of got it, distilled it down to 3 or 4 really key subjects, like protecting view sheds, protecting the lake, getting more lake access, getting more recreation land. Those are things. Protecting ag land was one that rang true to a lot of people through the process. So after a year of that process, we really, like I say, distilled it down to a couple big things, and we want to put it out there. And what we are doing by having a town hall meeting and putting it out there is, are there lands that you would like to see? And we'll suggest a couple, or at least one. These are lands that are being shown or coming to our attention, and they're for sale. And that's a really key thing. Some properties might be of interest to the community, but they're not for sale. So I want to make sure that we're talking about things that are for sale. Not this past April, the April before, I flew down to Salt Lake City and I met the owner of the property that is what we refer to as the Butte. He has Golden Gate Ventures. There was a discussion, a very good discussion, and a discussion that led to, if the city wants to buy it, we'll sell it to you. And he gave us a price, and we've been talking about the price. We haven't been negotiating the price. And then we went through the comp plan, Dennis, and that really took us out of any discussion with him. We could not negotiate or talk about buying his property while we were doing zoning on his property. And so, if we could just kind of draw back for a minute, just picture yourself going to the post office, or that you're at a coffee shop, or you're somewhere around town, you're up at the Apple Cup. One of the things that you hear more often than not is the town's getting overrun. It's getting overbuilt. We're getting too many developments. And there's no space for us. So what I'm putting forward is, we're going to float the idea of the city in conjunction with others, but the city leading the charge to buy the Butte. And it's roughly 990 acres. The city cannot buy it by itself. Now, here's the rub. Everybody says we're getting overbuilt. It'd be nice to save some open space, but nobody comes forward and says they want to pay for it. So, and I'm not saying nobody, because there are people that have said that they would help out in a capital campaign, which is great. But really, if the public, if citizens of Chelan want to see this view shed that we're looking at right now stay the way it is for generations to come, I just feel like in a leadership position, this is a good thing to push for, that generations from now, forget about the credit. All I care about is that there's not cul-de-sacs, that there's not culverts and concrete and 900 plus homes up on that hill.
Now, to kind of focus in on this a little bit, Mike, let's for many people, then I think what we're talking about is what at one time was called Daybreak. There have been a number of names for the project out there on the Butte that we're going to develop. So this is a sizable chunk of land, just under 1,000 acres that you're talking about. And you say it could not be all the city. So there's apparently room in here for some public-private partnership. Is this just that feeling out process here at this town hall meeting, just to see who shows up, who maybe has an idea, who says, oh, this is a great thing, or no, I don't like it? Is that the whole purpose of this?
Well, actually, the idea is for the city to buy the whole piece of property. And then if you take a look right out where we're looking now, above the building line, the downtown Wooden Avenue, if you stand in the middle of Wooden Avenue, what we have used as a demarcation line is, if you can see anything above the buildings, that's not what we would be buying it for. We'd be buying it for the large part of it to be put into recreation conservation easement, meaning full-on real trails for hiking, mountain biking, no motorized. And I do believe that recreation brings a good economy. It's great for health. It's good for our town people. It's good for visitors. It would be good for everybody. As we know, there have been people hiking up there for years, and this would be we've talked with I go to the Lake Chelan Trails Alliance meetings, and they facetiously said, Mayor, if you get that piece, we'll all quit our day jobs and build trails the rest of our lives on there. And I think that's kind of the passion for building trails. Now, there's other parts to the equation that there could be pieces that the city could sell off that it would be on the lower bench, and it could be sold off. If you think about where the trail, not the official trailhead to up to the Butte, but the trailhead to the lower reach. If you think about over there by Casa Guadalupe, you could envision there's about 40, 50 acres where you could build affordable homes or housing of anything. They could be Habitat for Humanity homes. They could be more Section 8 housing, could be more just, but that's ideal land for it. Services are close by, meaning water, sewer. There's also roads to that general area. Of course, there's a lot of work that would still need to be done, but you would not see those homes. So it wouldn't be defeating our purpose of buying it and keeping it clear of development. There's other parts of that property that could be sold off for some development as far as, and we're not talking about housing or housing development, like a 300 home development. We're not talking about that. We could be looking at some kind of a lodging or some type of, it could be like you brought up, a dog park. It could be a lot of different things. There's a lot of land there that would give us, we would master plan the whole project and then come up with the balance of it being in for recreation conservation. Now, there's one thing that I really want to make sure people know is, I get this from, you get questions when ideas come forward. I think it's a heck of a good idea. We are not taking land inventory, possible land inventory per se, out of the mix for future Chelan. We went through the comp plan and we took that property out, just kind of seeing what we would still have. And we still have buildable land for the next 20, 30 years without the Butte. And it's unlikely anybody is going to go and build single family homes up there without water, sewer.
Interesting conversation with Mayor Mike Cooney of Chelan. We're going to take a break briefly here. Come back, continue with that conversation right after this on LakeChelanNow.com. Hey, Making Waves fans, Dennis Rahm here along with Jenna Rahm to tell you about a couple of fun events coming up at Campbell's Pub, beginning, Jenna, this Saturday night, the Crab Boil.
Yeah, it's not too late to get your tickets, so just go to campbellsresort.com/crab and you can get your tickets right now.
And then I would put this one on your calendar. I know I am. October 13th, it is Brewfest at Campbell's. They're going to have beer pong, beers from Pyramid, Ten Pin, Drew Brew, Badger Mountain, Bellevue Brewing Company, live music with Dime Store Profits.
Yeah, 6 4-ounce tastings of beer and a bratwurst is only $25 a person. So get your tickets now and mark your calendars.
And that's $25 per ticket for the event, not for that bratwurst, by the way. Campbell's Pub, going to be a lot of fun. Check it out. You can catch them online at campbellsresort.com. When it comes to real estate in the Lake Chelan Valley, there's no one more knowledgeable than Chelan Realty. Chelan Realty is the most experienced and knowledgeable real estate firm in the valley. Their real estate professionals have been recognized and respected and recommended for years. Be sure to stop by their office at 141 East Wooden Avenue. Be sure also to check out the Chelan Realty downtown webcam, or you can visit them online at chelanrealty.com. Locally owned and operated, buy from the experienced team or list with the experienced team at Chelan Realty.
We will.
welcome you back. Making Waves here, LakeshoreLineNow.com. Let's continue our conversation, interesting conversation, I might add, about the upcoming town hall meeting as we visit with Mayor Mike Cooney about the prospect of perhaps buying close to 1,000 acres on top Chelan Butte. Now, you have a lot of detail already in hand on this, Mike, and I know you've met with the property owners, and that's happened some time back, as you had indicated. Is there a price tag on this entire parcel, and is that reasonable?
There is a price tag, and I'll let the seller disclose that. I don't feel it's my place, but it's reasonable. It's reasonable. It's doable. It's reachable. And of course, I'd like to share it, but I just find that negotiating in the public is not a good thing. So,
if you were to put something like this together, how would that all play out? Would there have to be like a special, some sort of bonding done on this?
Right.
How do you make that happen?
Right. There would be a lot of different levels, and I'll go through a couple that we've kind of gone through. Trust for Public Lands has offered their help, and this would be almost a poster child for Trust for Public Lands. The president of Trust for Public Lands was sitting in my office, and he looked out onto the butte, and he said, "This is why we're in business, buying pieces of property like this and putting in conservation easement." So they could be a big part of the equation. State funding could be help. State funding, we're going to make an ask through our lobbyists as far as for this coming budget. Could come from the city. Now I'm going to scare everybody and they're going to turn the volume down, but it could come from a property tax. Now, when I say a property tax on a $300,000 home, it's about $30 a year for, I think it's for 10 years, and we would raise a chunk of money. And the reason why that's important, and the reason why I did not hesitate in bringing that up, I don't want to see another property tax. Nobody wants to see another property tax. But you have to weigh this. Do you want to see development happen? And maybe it's not an either or, Dennis, but it's pretty close. Somebody sometime will come with enough money to get water and sewer up on that hill, and then we'll say, why didn't somebody back in 2018 speak up? So, and I also think, and this is what the seller thinks also, we both have a belief that if the people want that set aside and that view shed set aside, a beautiful view shed, think about it on a fall afternoon, the sun setting on it. I think it's a great backdrop. It's almost like a movie backdrop for our town. If we want to save it, I think it's incumbent on everybody to have a little bit of pain in it. And we're not asking a lot. We're just saying participate at some level.
Well, it's like anything in life, Mike. There's nothing for free. So there's got to be a way to, you know, to get to that point. And I think
A coffee once in a while is free.
We're having one today, by the way. We're here at the Vogue. I want to thank you for that, sitting out here in a beautiful fall day at Lake Chelan, talking about the iconic butte that we've been discussing. I'm looking directly at it right now. So you mentioned the pressure, and you're right. I believe about development, and we're already seeing that because there's a pending development on the lower slope of the butte right now. And once those things happen, they just tend to crawl on up the line. So probably not a lot of time to sit and wait on something like this.
Right. And just sitting where I sit in the mayor's chair, and I hear the negative comments about developments, and I'm with people on that. Personally, I don't want to see our hillsides ripped apart and 250 homes built on them. That's really not what I don't think the residents that have been here forever want to see, and I don't think it's what newly moved here residents want to see. So if we're hearing that amount of pushback on a development on the west side of the butte for 250 units, my goodness, it would be about 10 times that across the face of the butte.
All right, so this meeting is coming up again. It's scheduled for 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, September 27th. It'll be at the Chelan Senior Center. So we've talked about some of the potential uses. I anticipate maybe even at that meeting something might come out on the cost estimate of what that project would entail. Is there going to be anybody else there in addition to the city hosting this? Will there be anybody from the landowner that'll be a part of this meeting?
No. No, it's really more for people to come and weigh in. We didn't want to overdo it with speakers. We will have somebody from the Trails Alliance come, somebody from Chelan Douglas Land Trust to show us their method, their ways and means of how they got the foothills set aside in a conservation easement, which has meant a very positive thing for the city of Wenatchee. So hiking trails, biking trails, we're looking not to copy that, but to mirror that same process that they went through.
Now, you also mentioned maybe some areas that could be pocketed out. Affordable housing's hot topic item here. I know the city's been very aggressive and active, involved in kind of getting the momentum going. A land trust is being put together. So this would be an area perhaps in that, I don't know if it would happen soon enough, but a land trust could perhaps carve out a piece of that, and that would be a use and a location for a project like that.
Yeah, it would be the city would, under the Trust for Public Lands, state and all that, buy it, and then we could carve off certain pieces that we would sell to the community land trust. We would work those details out, but there would be some type of money coming back to the city for their investment if we're going to sell off some of the pieces that could be built on. So I think everybody would win in a case like that. There's, I may have mentioned already, 40, 50 flat acres, buildable acres of land that would not impede our views of the Butte. And it's walkable to town, and it would be just a perfect place for people to build homes that are affordable. We've done the math, and if we can get people into affordable single-family homes, it basically equals out to what they're going to be paying for market rents. So now, we do need rentals, though, because there are people that aren't looking to buy and live there for 20 years. They might need to live here for 2 years, work on them. And yes, apartments are part of the mix, the housing mix. If we can get people qualified to own their own home on land that's been donated or land that's been purchased by the community land trust, that takes a third of the cost of a home out of the equation, then the home price comes down.
And it also frees up some rentals that perhaps they were using in that process as well when they move into home ownership. One of the things that's mentioned on here, Mike, also is it talks about purchasing this recreation land and or waterfront access. Now, that 900 acres that they have, I know a lot of people own land on the other side, up on the hillside and up towards the Butte, and occasionally it'll have a parcel of waterfront. Does any of this include waterfront access?
No. Nope. This is strictly bare land, and I think most of us know it by hiking up there.
And that brings up the question of, everybody keeps looking at and has looked at for a long time, that Three Fingers area down there. Is this any part of that dialogue? Has there been any discussion about perhaps maybe trying to get involved in acquiring the Three Fingers area?
I've talked on and off with people that own the Three Fingers. There's a good understanding as far as what's on the table right now is they're going to be coming forward with a plan. They will not build as high as they can to honor the non-blocking of the views. They're talking about putting public and amenities up front on the city owns a fair amount of that highway frontage there, but they also own up to that, and then we'd be looking at splitting it, but they would be donating the land and improving the land for the good of the community. And I mean a trail, and I'm talking about possible, we're not talking about a park where you would drive to. We see Lakeside, and we don't want to duplicate Lakeside down the road where there's no parking along the Three Fingers. But what we would be looking at is something from them getting to develop that fits Chelan. And I've talked with the owner, Steve Goodfellow, a lot about this. Something that fits the Chelan scope, the size and scope, that fits. He's really intent on getting something that fits in Chelan. Something, his roots are in Chelan, Wenatchee, and he wants to do something really good there. Little sandy beaches where you would ride your bike or hike or run to, or some benches, restrooms. So without going into exact specifics and no promises yet, but what we're looking at is a public good, and then they'd get to do their thing. They're not going to be, we're not going to be conditioning them to say, give us a finger. We've gone through that, and I keep on saying it's much better to get these things done in a conference room than in a courtroom. If the town wanted to come together and raise enough money to buy the fingers, I think anything is for sale. So let's not rule that out. But
we know that for a fact.
I think the price tag of one finger would equal what the Butte is. That's kind of what we're looking at. So my interest is we have a willing seller of 990 acres, and my goodness, I don't know what's so wrong with thinking about future generations for their own health, recreation, housing, all of those things.
All right. So again, I want to come back to, and this is what kind of got me to query about the three fingers when we were talking about the Butte and the property up there. But in the notice, it says recreation land and or waterfront access. Is there something you're just keeping that topic open in case a waterfront access point might become available and you want public input?
Exactly. We've been working with other property owners that have lake access and they're sizable pieces. Nothing's come to fruition, nothing to talk about. But it would be wonderful if people that did own waterfront access that could be turned into. There are some access points that we're looking at uncovering and opening up. They're dead-ended streets, and since I've been mayor, people have been bringing them forward to me, and I've been pursuing them, so we're going to look into that. But beyond that, those would be public spaces. Beyond that, if there are pieces of property that people, and I'm not just talking about one waterfront piece of property. That's not going to do us any good. But if there's a sizable piece that somebody is selling that would add to our park system, we're always looking at that. We would look at that.
So I suspect you're pretty anxious to see the outcome of this meeting coming up on September the 27th on Thursday. With that said, what are you really hoping when it's all said and done? What are you hoping to take out of that meeting when you leave that night?
Probably just putting it out on the table and just from a leadership position in the city saying this is what's available to us, a little bit of clarity as to what's being offered, a little bit of clarity as to what's not being offered, and just to kind of float it out there to say, now, I know most people would want to come and say we want to buy it, but at what level do you want to participate in? So that would be my hope, that we get a clear signal. That signal will resonate to the Trust for Public Lands. That signal will also resonate to state legislators that the town turned out. There were 200 people in the room, and you know, it was overwhelming that they want this piece of property set aside forever. And so that would be my hope, that we get a clear. What I don't want to do is I don't want to get into an uncivil conversation about property taxes, what are you wasting my money for, what are you doing all that for. If we want something, there's usually a price tag for it, you know. So we can't just go shoplift the Butte.
So again, we want to make sure the public, you have plenty of time to put this one on your calendar. I think it's one that's important to the community. Thursday, September 27th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Chelan Senior Center. Will there be any kind of a formal presentation in terms of photos or slideshow or aerial views, anything like that, Mike?
We're going to show a picture of the Butte as it stands right now and a picture of what Daybreak would have looked like. It might be a little cumbersome when you look at it because it's kind of their development plan, but that's what potentially could go up there. So I want to show what a clean slate looks like versus a built out slate.
You already have a golf hole up there, right?
Yeah, right. Two of them. We will also have another topic we're going to talk about is affordable housing and the progress made to date. Julie Bruner, who is our housing consultant, will be in town next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're putting that out there also to help. We're starting the fundraising part of it. This thing takes money to get up and going, to buy land, to get land donated. We've gotten some very good, sizable capital donations so far. We've gotten a land donation with a couple more pending. So we'd like to update the community on the progress to date in building affordable housing. We remember we started this the 1st of January. And so within a year's time, I think we've made excellent progress to the point where we're looking at building homes in spring. There's one third topic on there, and that will be the bridge renovation. And all we're going to do is give people an update on the bridge.
Want to then end here. It was a topic you're going to have again at the town hall after you go through affordable housing and, of course, the possibility of purchasing property up on Chelan Butte. But that is the Wooden Avenue Bridge project, which, again, we can look off right down the road, and it's well underway now, and Selling Construction has really been tearing it up there over on the bridge, and I know even doing a fair amount of work down there by where the landing park is going to be off the dock and adjacent to Campbell's Resort. First off, Mike, your reaction as a mayor, you hear, I know from you're a retailer, number one, you own a business, but yet you're also in a very public position as a mayor. What feedback are you getting?
Well, I get mixed. You know, people that, I hate to generalize, but people that don't walk it dislike it. People that walk it love the idea. And I do think I see a lot more people walking it right now, now that the two-way is gone. People are going to be against change, and I get that. I just want people to keep an open mind that we are doing it for pure pedestrian safety. Traffic is moving pretty well through town. I know people are complaining about being stopped for a block long. In less than 30 days, all of the machinery that you see on top of the bridge will most likely be all gone, and the sidewalks will be built, the one-way, the bike lane, all of that will be done over probably the main part of it, how it'll look forever. So, you know what? I was against it when I was on council, and then I sat with a transportation planner from Chelan Douglas Transportation Council, and he convinced me that the only way you're going to get this thing safe, keep the historic look, and keep the cost down is to one way it. And he's been around transportation projects his whole life, 30-some years. He said it will be unpopular in the beginning, and then it'll be wildly popular. I will tell you, I've woken up in the middle of the night thinking about, oh my gosh, emergency vehicles, or oh my gosh, snow plowing. So we have played this thing back and forth for many, many years. And I will say, I really want to give credit to our current council and past council members that have been pushing for the one-way bridge.
All right, quickly, my couple of questions pertaining to the bridge. The iconic light standards and the columns, they're off. I've been hearing some rumors about, and we've been getting a lot of feedback to our Lake Chelan Now Facebook page, people querying different points of the project. One of the questions was, are they auctioning off those lights? Is there anything to that?
Well, right now there are 18 of them up at Public Works, being stored safely. We're looking at refurbishing them. There was an idea that I saw today. What? I can't answer the question whether they will be auctioned off or not. They might be auctioned off, but they still all stay downtown in one central area. I saw a really cool idea that was brought forward today, and it would be the best of both worlds. We could raise money for improving maybe downtown alleys with name placards on these, but they would be lining something in downtown. So it's a concept only.
I like that. Repurpose those. That's, you know, nothing wrong with that, certainly. So I want to thank you for, I know you're a busy guy, taking the time to sit down and talk in detail. Want to get one last mention here, Mike, so we hopefully fill up the senior center. It'll be the town hall meeting Thursday, September 27th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Chelan Senior Center. We'd love to see anybody out that has an interest in maybe bouncing around the concept and the idea of the city purchasing close to 1,000 acres up on top of Chelan Butte. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Dennis. My pleasure.
Well, we've had a jam-packed
action-packed program here today. It was a lengthy visit with the mayor of Chelan, Mike Cooney. We thank him for taking time out of his busy schedule to give us a lowdown on the upcoming town hall meeting. Should be a fascinating one. Thursday, September 27th at the Chelan Senior Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Put it on your calendar because it'd be nice to pack it out that night and just get the feedback from the community. What do you feel about perhaps purchasing the city of Chelan, nearly 1,000 acres up on top of Chelan Butte? Also, they'll be reviewing again the affordable housing update and bridge construction update as well at that town hall meeting on September the 27th. That's going to do it for this edition of Making Waves. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Catch you next time on Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com.
And remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.